Okay, we will now call to order the April 10, 2018 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. At the outset, I've reviewed and approved the minutes of March 13, 2018 meeting. Do we have any announcements before we start with this morning's proceedings?
I believe we do have Ms. Davis's cases represented by another co-person.
We have what now?
And we also have in compliance, I think you might already have these, but case number 02-18-20-1657 Lawrence Circle, in compliance 3-26-2018. SMG 03-18-32 Christine Ziegler, compliance 3-26-18. And number 10-01-18-06 405 Wisteria Road, compliance 4-4-18.
Very good. And I missed, you said something about another...
Ms. Davis's cases are going to be handled by another officer of Ms. Davis's in here today.
Okay, very good. All right, well, all those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings. Please step forward and be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, case number one is a lien review. Exit Strategy, December 12, LLC. New owner is Neighborhood Revitalization Project, LLC. Anyone here for the respondent? Come on up.
First time, sorry.
No problem. You would please state your name?
My name is Jonathan Reichman. Yes, ma'am.
And what is your affiliation with, I guess it's Neighborhood Revitalization Project?
Yes, sir, I'm a manager.
Okay. All right, let's hear what the city has to say on this one before we speak to Mr. Rushman.
Oh, sorry. I apologize, sir. Get out of your way here.
Good morning, Mr. Kelch. Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. On this lien review, Mr. Kelch, this is one that was a tax deed sale. It accrued to $15,000. I believe it was tax deed. I believe it's how they obtained it. It accrued to $15,000 plus the $24 on the recording. And so that's what's owed on it. The city was able to receive proceeds from the tax deed sale, so left a remaining balance of $8,952.65. That's left on the outstanding lien. The city, based on this respondent not being the one responsible for the original violation, but nevertheless having this outstanding lien, the city is willing to resolve this with a $500 reduction to $500.
A reduction of $500?
A reduction to $500.
Let's see, Mr. Rushman.
Sounds great.
I thought so. All right, then I will go ahead and grant the request for lien review, and we will reduce the amount of fine and lien from $8,952.65 to the sum of $500. Please keep in mind that it's subject to being paid within 30 days, and if you run into trouble on that 30 days, if you'll speak to the city attorney, they might be able to work with you on that. And as soon as that $500 is paid, then this matter is satisfied.
Sir, when can I pay that $500?
Yeah,
okay, you've
met perfect out
there right now. Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks so much.
And just for the record, so the record's clear for anyone trying to calculate this, we actually obtained about $7,000 total out of the proceeds.
Yes, I see that. Happy to hear that. For some reason, you don't seem to hear much about the city actually collecting on some of these things.
Yes, sir.
I should rephrase that. You don't hear much about the city routinely collecting on a number of these things. And I don't know why that's the case. In any event, enough said. Case number one, Kinsey and Debbie Whaley.
Morning, Your
Honor. Morning. If you would, please state your name and be sworn.
Kinsey Whaley.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. This is here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear from the city first.
Ms. Fekelja, this property remains in our compliance. The position of the city is that progress has been made, but very, very slow progress, and it's from the city's perspective, it's just too long, too little, too late. It's been since October of 2017 that this has been going on. The city is asking for a fine of $200 per day to a maximum of $15,000. And I tender Mr. Stinson, who is the inspector in this case.
$200 a day up to, what'd you say, $15,000?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Stinson, how much progress have we made here since
Good morning.
August 2 of 2017?
Good morning. John Stinson, code enforcement inspector, and qualifications are on file with the city. He has made pretty good progress. The rear stair case is complete. And final, he's begun to replace a lot of the wood. He's replaced the majority of the windows. He still has a few windows that he needs to be replaced. The outside storage obviously needs to be removed. The exterior doors still need attention. There's three of them, two on the side, one on the front. And I have yet to see the latest progress on the interior. The last time we had the hearing, he ordered me to have an inspection on the interior. I did. There were still some items that needed to be corrected. I believe he's mostly been concentrating most of his efforts on the exterior thus far, and I will let him explain to you what kind of progress he's made on the interior outside of my last inspection, which still left quite a bit to do.
And how much time, based on what you're observing out there, should it take to finish this?
At this point, it should definitely be done by next cutoff. However, it has been going on since last year.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Whaley.
Yes, sir.
City ain't happy.
There sounds like conflicting interests as far as what's been done, what hasn't been done. All the windows are done except for two, and the two that we have an issue with are...
Hang on a second. All right, so you're telling me there are two windows that need to be taken care of?
Yes, sir.
What else?
We've got I agree with the side doors that he was talking about. The doors...
There's three exterior doors?
Three exterior doors. Two of them are going to be replaced. One can be repaired. The interior... There's been some work done on the interior. We've had some drywall repairs fixed. We've had flooring issues that have been taken care of. I had a tenant move up to a different apartment after I had...
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you. Tell me what's left to be done. I've already heard them tell me you've done work. Tell me what's left.
What's left is...
I got two windows, three exterior doors. Sounds
two
like
windows.
You have more drywall to do. Sounds like you're still working on the floor.
Drywall pretty much is done.
Okay.
I've got trying to find the right ceiling tile to try and it's hard to get it. I've got some 12 by 12 ceiling tiles that got to be replaced in one of the units.
Yeah, I'm not going to be too concerned about ceiling tile. What else is left to be done?
We have a tile in a bathroom upstairs.
Okay, so is there any reason this can't be done by May 2?
No, there should be able to get it done.
Okay, it's going to have to be done. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by May 2, 2018. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $100 per day will start to run and will continue each day thereafter until the property is in compliance, or it will continue to accrue until the fine reaches the amount of $15,000. So in other words, sounds like you're within striking distance. They want me to fine you as of yesterday. I understand that. That's okay. Now, and it sounds like you'll be able to get the job done by May 2. So we need to wrap it up.
Okay.
If something extraordinary happens, it's going to keep you from doing that, you call that gentleman right over there and let him know.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number two, Terry Teheram Sitaram and BBN Sitaram. Anyone here for the respondent? This is our favorite divorce court case, isn't it?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, we weren't expecting her not to be here. What we were able to see, at least from looking at clerk's records or at least the filings, it appears that there's still a dispute about possession. While the divorce decree said that he would turn it over, didn't put in it the quit claim or any actual action. So he is not taking an action to actually turn over the property to Ms. Sidaram, who was here before you last meeting. She said that the order was for him to turn the property over. Well, it was, but he hasn't. And it appears that he's filing something to avoid that action at this point. So to that extent, they appear to still be in this point of, at least it's by appearance, and again, not because she's reported anything, but only because of what we've pulled and looked at and through whatever access that we had available. So we really don't know from her perspective what's next or what she intends to do, but we do recognize that there is some aspect of litigation still going on in terms of possession. Oh, okay, so we have a late arrival.
Would you please state your name and be sworn?
Good morning.
State your name.
Nanda Ali.
Are you going to testify, sir?
Yes.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
And your name?
Edwin Vasquez.
Okay. I'm sorry, your first name again?
Nanda.
All right. This is here for the imposition of a fine. I'm hearing that there's some sort of problem with deeds and what have you.
Yes.
In reviewing the minutes, as I understand it, the problem with the deeds was impacting the ability to obtain permits. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Okay. And this matter is now coming up on 8 months. So, what's going on?
Well, like the last time when I came, I said I'm still in court with my ex-husband. I retained an attorney. I'm just waiting on her now to do whatever she needs to do. Basically, I'm just waiting because he's not signing over the property.
Who's your attorney?
Ms. Catherine
Swain.
Rice?
No, Elise. Oh, jeez. I got to look it up.
She already submitted the paper to the court. We're just waiting for the
It's Rice and Rose Law Firm. She is
Elizabeth C. King.
Yeah, Elizabeth C. King.
All right. So she's prepared what, a deed?
Well,
for the husband to sign?
Yeah, she took over the case to to decide if he's going to sign it or not, but as she said, it's a procedure she has to go through. Right now, there is a contempt file that he's in contempt with the court. So I had gone ahead and filed a contempt that he hasn't been doing what he's supposed to do. So she's picking up from where I left off.
And is one of the things he's supposed to be doing is signing this deed?
Yes, that's one of the things that he was supposed to do. He was supposed to return some items to the house, so that's the reason why I filed it. I mean, he's just being non-compliant with the court, actually, and that leaves me nowhere, because without the deed, I can't do anything. I mean, I'm doing
is
what
the
I...
Is the house occupied?
Portion,
because that's how I got it. And I got...
That's how you got it?
With someone there.
So there's a tenant in there?
Yes.
What do you mean by a portion?
There's two units.
Okay.
The front unit is rented. The back unit is still not rented.
Okay. Has all the exterior stuff been taken care of? Have we taken care of everything we can take care of short of having these permits, I guess, is my question.
What I understood was that we can't do anything until she get a deed and open an account.
All right, hang on a second.
Yeah.
What I'm wanting to know is, with regard to compliance, has she done as much as she can short of having these permits?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, she has.
Does your husband have an attorney?
Pardon me?
Does your ex-husband have an attorney?
Yes, he does.
We contact, excuse me, but we contact his attorney, and his attorney said that he's going to hold on to the deed. Has anybody got any question, contact him.
That's why I had to get an attorney. I had to go and get an attorney.
Okay, who is his attorney?
Oh, I don't know his attorney. I don't remember the name.
Hey, you got your divorce papers there. Look at the issue.
All right, do you have any ability to give me any guesstimate as to when you expect these deeds for this deed?
Our lawyer filed.
I heard all that.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea when you expect the deed?
I haven't heard back anything.
She hasn't told us anything about that.
Mr. Vakelja, his attorney is Mitch Wren.
Who?
Mitch Wren.
Mitch is with...
Terry Tehram Sidor.
Oh, let me tell you what he did. My prior attorney told me to call his attorney. I don't know why, but I did because I didn't know what to do to find out if I'm going to get the deed. What the attorney told me at that point, I was kind of frustrated that when I was supposed to refinance the original my primary home, and to do that,
Does
I need the deed.
Does your husband have other properties in the area?
Yes.
Is it possible for us to find Terry Tehram Sidoram without BBN Sidoram?
He changed his number and everything. A lot of people can't get to him anymore. Yes.
Probably the, I mean, what we're doing is, in a sense, I'm going to say we were bifurcating the case, but not really. Just a fine on him. Our finding authority, yes, it's a little complex. Yeah, the finding authority is primarily on the property.
Okay, what is the city proposing I do? It's here for the imposition of a fine. You don't have to worry about the sob story. That's my problem.
Has he been having a conflict with the tenants or anything like that?
I guess what we're left with is allowing the time for it to be accomplished as long as they keep up the exterior of the property.
The imposition of a fine. What fine is the city?
Oh, I thought you said short of the imposition. Oh, the imposition we're requesting is $200 per day fine. Correct. To a maximum of $15,000.
All right, I'm finding the respondents the sum of $200 per day commencing April 5, 2018, and continuing each day thereafter, continuing to accrue each day thereafter, until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $15,000. Now, before you go playing with any sharp objects, I'm not considering you to be the person at fault here.
Okay.
So I will take that into consideration when we deal with this fine somewhere down the road.
Okay.
I am considering your husband to be the person at fault.
Okay.
Right now, I can't separate you. Later on, perhaps I can.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that you convey to your attorney that, you know, that ogre down there at City Hall has fined us $200 a day thanks to Terry Tehram Sidoram's refusal to get that deed executed.
Okay.
So please pass that on to his attorney.
Okay.
Because those folks down there at Daytona Beach City Hall are waiting for that deed like yesterday, and it's going to continue to click off at $200 a day. And you just told me he's got other properties in this area. So he is at risk for paying this thing sooner or later.
Okay. When it comes to the property here, because I acquired it, I've got, for the roof, I've got estimate and everything done already, but because...
I'm not doubting anything you're telling me.
No, but we got out with the house.
You don't have to explain it to me.
Okay.
We've spent enough time on this. I have a pretty fair idea, you know, as to where things set.
Okay.
So my point is, when you get word, when you get a copy of this fine or this order,
okay,
I suggest you take it directly to your attorney.
Okay.
And tell your attorney to send it directly to his attorney.
Okay.
And say that special magistrate isn't sitting around waiting on anybody,
okay,
to take care of this deed issue, because it's holding us up indefinitely here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 3, Ava M. Wright and Michael Wright. Anyone here for the respondents? What say the city?
Mr. Kelcher, this property is before you, in position of a fine, and Jerome McCoy is the inspector in the case. The property remains in noncompliance. Mr. McCoy has recommended a $200 day fine. And I would tender Mr. McCoy to speak to the maximum fine as well, and the status of the property.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. Jerome McCoy.
Good morning.
Code inspector for the city. My credentials on file. Mr. Wright, he did the parking. He resurfaced that. However, the siding on the building, when he resurfaced the parking lot, that's why we extended his time. But he haven't addressed the siding on the building at all, so that's why I'm asking for the fine.
Do we have any idea why he's not here?
I have no idea. He haven't contacted me. From the last meeting that we had, that we gave him, you know, additional time, I reached out to him for that, and for this one, I just haven't heard anything from him. I went by his the store and spoke to the manager or the business owner at the store for him to get in contact with me, but I haven't heard anything from him. So,
all right, very good. All right, noting the absence of the respondent, our inspector's report. The fact that we have gotten little or no cooperation from the respondent, and that the respondent was supposed to have been in compliance by April 4, after us having amended our previous orders of noncompliance several times to accommodate him, I'm going to go ahead and impose a fine in the amount of $200 per day commencing April 5, 2018, and continuing to accrue each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $15,000.
Actually, $20,000, Mr. Kelcher.
Or until the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $20,000. Case number 4, Chalmer V. and Ann E. Edwards.
Ann Edwards.
Christopher Paul.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm with the testimony that you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, I have this scheduled for the determination of a compliance date. So if that's the case, let's hear from the city first, and then we'll hear from you, if that's all right.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. City Attorney, how much time should reasonably be required for the respondents to be able to bring this property into compliance?
Ms. Vakelja, the inspector reports, the inspector, Jerome McCoy, and the reports, he really has not received any follow-up or feedback from the respondent. He's asking for next cutoff for the property to be into compliance. I would tender Mr. McCoy for any further questions.
Okay, let's ask Mr. McCoy a question or two. Next cutoff, is that because you feel you've already given them enough time already, or is that how much time it should reasonably be required to come into compliance were someone to start today?
I feel that I've already given them enough time,
okay,
to come into compliance.
All right, what say the respondents?
I have been working on the house. There is been has been work done on the house.
What work's been done on the house?
We have replaced flooring. I have estimates here for roofing from two different ones. They can't do anything until like June, July on the roof because they're backed up.
These are your roofing companies?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I've also decided to put it on the market. I have signed it with a real estate company because I can't deal with all this all the time. Mr. McCoy has not been by. I was there working, and I saw him drive by, but he didn't stop. I had the house open. I could have talked to him then. He could have seen what I was doing, but he didn't. He just kept going.
The question right now is, how much time should it reasonably take to bring the property into compliance? And all I've heard so far, with all due respect, is that you're not going to be able to get a roofer out there until about June. I've
right.
heard that so far.
Okay.
Now, I'm more interested in the compliance. So how long is it taking into consideration whatever you've accomplished to date? How much more time, set the roofing aside for a minute, how much more time is it going to take care of everything? And to be honest with you, putting it on the market is meaningless to me.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's you bringing it into compliance or someone else, it's all going to be the same.
Right.
Well, just the challenge is that the roof is a big step.
I understand.
Mean, until we get the roof fixed, I mean, we're ruining anything that we are trying to do in some instances. You know, because
I mean, you actually have penetration through the roof?
I'm sorry?
You have penetration through the roof?
There's rafter damage and everything else. I mean, we're talking $10,000 for good Lord, 800-square-foot house. I mean, it's a little place, and, I mean, the whole roof, rafters, everything. I mean, it's a complete redo.
Is this place occupied?
No, sir. But, I mean, we've been in there, cleaned it all out, got, you know, and replaced some windows and, you know, went through the electrical and had it, you know, checked out by somebody, and everything's good. We need to replace a couple GFCIs,
Can I see your roofing estimates?
There's Walker and
an estimate of $10,700 and one for $5,600?
The 56 does not include any trusses. I don't know. He said that it would be just tear off the roofing and replace some rotten wood around the edges. Mr. Walker, for Walker Roofing, came over and he did a more thorough inspection of it, and he said there is some soft trusses. And he would feel better if the whole thing was done and tear off the whole roof and redo all trusses. He said it may not need them all, but it would be smart to tear off everything and replace what was needed. It may not completely need $10,000, but that would be his estimate, the top-end estimate. So, but neither one of them can do it before June or July.
And those are the ones that actually showed up.
Yeah,
there are others called that never showed, and we sat there all day and waited, and no one comes. You know, we tried to get others to give us estimates, and you know, people who maybe could get done quicker. But so far, this is where we're landing.
I have. I have several more that I called, and they didn't.
That's the ones we've tried.
That actually,
Okay, have we done any work on this list of violations?
Yes.
What have we done?
We've done the, the outside, the appearance of the outside has been cleaned up. All the yard work, all that is done. I've bought the paint for the painting.
The roof eaves are in.
Yeah, the
roof. We had a tenant who ripped the place apart.
Yes.
Requires painting, tenants destroyed. Okay, are you planning on having this roof work done?
Yes.
You are.
I will
you
do
that. Cross your heart to die, you're going to get this roof work done.
I will do the
roof. My point is, if you're actually going to do something to improve the property, such as maybe replacing these trusses instead of doing something cosmetic, and you get to do whatever you want. But my point is, I look at things differently if somebody's actually upgrading a property.
Right.
Versus, you know, putting some stupid cement on top of a roof and telling me it's a new roof.
Right.
That's why that story came to mind.
Anyway. I want something done that I don't have to go back and redo. So I'm thinking there's a big difference between $5,000 and $10,000. And I've dealt with Mr. Walker before. And as a matter of fact, he's going to put a roof on my house. So I trust Mr. Walker. I don't know the other gentleman. I trust Mr. Walker's opinion. And he said that that's probably what the house needed.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of thinking come June or July, we need to have a new roof on this house. It needs to be a good one.
Okay.
I don't care whether you put it on there. If you sell it to somebody, they're going to put it on there.
Right.
If you put it on there, I'll think about giving you some additional time so you can accomplish that. If you sell it in the interim, whoever buys it is going to be, it will have lost whatever time I'm investing in you. So my point is, when the new seller walks in here and says, well, I just took this over, give me 3 months, it'll be no. 2 months ago, I said you could have 3 months. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to reschedule you for a, what do we call it?
Progress report.
Pardon?
I said progress report.
A progress report at our June 12 meeting.
June 12.
Hopefully by then you're going to tell me, yes, I've got a contract with Mr. Walker, and he's either started or he's about to.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about a compliance date for the roof and everything else.
Okay.
Feel free to bring as much into compliance as you can in the interim. The exterior is going to have to be maintained to city standards. The property is going to have to be secured, and it's not to be rented, utilized, or occupied until such time it's in compliance.
Okay.
So, the key I want to emphasize here, because you've mentioned the word possibly sell to get out from under it. Should you transfer title to somebody else, I'm not giving them any more time than I'm considering for you right now.
Okay.
So, anyone you sell it to, you need to let them know this is a hot potato. Because that special magistrate's expecting this to be done by, like, the end of July or something like that.
Okay.
So, as it stands right now, secure it to city standards, maintain the exterior, don't rent, use, or occupy. Feel free to bring as much of the other stuff into compliance as you can. I'll see you at the the June 12 meeting. And at that point, hopefully you're going to tell me you've got a contract with Mr. Walker, and he's already started.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Case number 5, Anthony Reeves. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
Mr. McKelvey, this is for imposition of a fine. The inspector, Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports he's had no contact from the respondent since the last meeting. The property remains in noncompliance. He's requesting $150 a day fine to a maximum of $15,000.
What about business tax receipt?
Okay. And we're also requesting the $250 administrative fine for no business tax receipt.
Why did we continue this thing previously?
Oh, okay. Mr. Maroney came in and spoke on his behalf.
the realtor who said he was going to buy it at one point, Tony Maroney.
Tony Maroney. Okay. And has anything been done since Tony Maroney came by?
No, sir. Nothing has been done.
Okay. All right. I'm finding the respondent the sum of $150 per day, commencing March 8, 2018, and continuing to accrue each day thereafter, until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $15,000. And I'm furthering ordering the respondent to pay the $250 administrative fee for the business tax receipt. Case number 6 is in compliance. Case number 7 is in compliance. Case number 8, Robert Clark. Anyone here for the respondent?
Mr. McKelty, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Juan Davis, and Mr. Stinson is here on behalf of the case as well. The it's reported that the property is in noncompliance. We're asking for the next cutoff for the property to come into compliance.
Okay. And why do we continue this one?
Ms. Davis was absent 6 months.
Gotcha. Okay, noting the absence of the respondent, based upon the city attorney's presentation, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. In order the respondent to come into compliance by May 2, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 9, Michael S. and Lori M. Lawhorn.
Michael Sherry Lawhorn.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony that you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Mr. Lawhorn, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
I don't have that in front of me, but yeah, I do know I have some issues with the property that I've been working on.
All right. Well, it says registration and written notice of abandoned real properties, maintenance requirements, security requirements. Yeah, I'm on Julie Ray here for some reason.
Outside storage, off street parking.
Yeah, that sounds about right there.
That case was closed.
Okay, no problem. All right, anyway, have you had an opportunity to look at the list of violations?
I have.
Do you agree those violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
They did exist, most of them. Still some do. I had been cleaning the property. I did not know I couldn't have it stored. I guess coming from Kentucky, I didn't know. I've got to, I just can't do what I want to do.
Okay.
I'm around the house, so I mean, that's.
All right. I find the respondent in noncompliance. Let's find out how much time the city thinks it should take for you to come into compliance.
The inspector, Mr. Stinson, has looked at the property, reviewed the property, and says that he should be able to comply by next cutoff.
Okay, Mr. Lawhorn, the city seems to think you ought to be able to correct all these things by May 2, 2018. What say you to that?
May 2. Yeah, I believe so.
Right.
I'll have to remove this. So the storage building, does that have to be removed or because it
first
is?
First off, that gentleman over there will answer all
okay,
your questions.
Okay, that's a lot of that I don't
and
really
first
know.
First off, are you the one he's going to be contacting going forward?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, then I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by May 2, 2018 or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. That's Mr. Stinson right over there. He's the one you're going to contact. He'll answer any questions you have. And most important of all, when you've got it in compliance, you need to call him so he can go out there and eyeball it to satisfy himself you're in compliance. Then they file a piece of paper in here, and that's it. Don't forget to call him after the work's done.
All right, thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, Tom.
Case number 10 is in compliance. Case number 11, Lynn Stepp. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Ms. Fekelje, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the property is in noncompliance. As you indicated, he has a pool situation, a stagnant pool with that's not secure. And when he says not secure, it's missing screens, and I believe it's a fence issue. But I'll let Mr. Alderman speak to that. We are asking for 10 days in order that the pool be secured within the next 10 days, and you authorizing us to take any actions necessary to secure if they fail to do so. And I would attend to Mr. Alderman.
Okay. Vacant land, exterior property. Is the windows broken, screens missing? So we have other things in addition to the pool?
Correct.
And the city's looking for to give the respondent 10 days to take care of the pool?
Yes.
And what, the balance to be taken care of by the next cutoff?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Noting the apps, is there any, do you have any idea why the respondent's not here?
No, I've never had any contact with the owners. I did get a call from a friend who had no ability to represent the owner, at least here, but nothing's been happened. I told her to tell the owner to call me and we'd work on it, but nothing happened.
Okay. All right. Based on the presentation of the city attorney and our inspector's testimony and noting the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent in noncompliance. I'm going to order the respondent what has to be done to the pool in addition to securing it.
I really can't see it that well, but it, the fence that allows access to it varies in how much it's closed. It changes, but it's still totally accessible.
This is vacant land, right?
Correct.
And so you have the. I mean, when I say vacant, I mean the residence. It's a vacant residence.
Correct.
There's no one living there.
No one living there legally.
But you have the appearance that maybe transients may be working their way in and out of there?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Am I ordering that something be done with the pool itself? Is this like a nasty green pool?
Yeah, I believe it is, yes.
Okay. What am I telling them to do? Clean it?
Clean
maintain
it?
Drain it? Board it up? What am I telling them to do with regard to the pool?
Clean the pool and board up the fence.
All right. I'm going to order the respondent within 10 days clean the pool and continue to maintain the pool thereafter, and that the pool is to be secured within 10 days. With regard to the remainder of the items on the notice of violation, I'll allow the respondent until May 2, 2018. Failing the respondent's coming into compliance on either of those matters, the respondent will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right. Did I say that
Thank
right?
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Very good. Case number 12, Darvish Plaza Incorporated.
Wait, please.
Yeah.
For the record, I'm Steve Alderman, City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Inspector. Credentials are on file.
And I guess one of the things, I think it's implied in your order, but you're also authorized the city to take whatever actions necessary to secure this pool or clean it.
Tell me
necessary.
What you want me to put in there. Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
I mean, the more the better. Tell me what you want.
That's just what I just said. So just that the...
Well, I want it to be perfectly clear as far as the minutes are concerned. This pool is to be cleaned. It's to be maintained thereafter.
And the city has the authority to take that
It is to be secured action. As required in accordance with the city of Daytona Beach's building and zoning ordinances, and that has to take place within 10 days.
And he so authorized the city to take any actions necessary.
And to, and if the city feels the need to take any action in order to accomplish any of those tasks, then I authorize, request, plead, beg that they do so.
We got it.
Case number 12, Darvish Plaza Incorporated. Anyone for the respondent? What say the city?
Mr. Fekelje, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector, Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports the property is in noncompliance, and he requests next cutoff for the property to come into compliance, and I attend to Mr. Alderman.
Okay. Mr. Alderman, do you have any idea why the respondent's not here?
I do have a little bit of information. Suzanne Jones has taken on the responsibility of getting this particular deck in compliance. She has an architect that's supposed to redraw it, either get the building department to help them modify it or replace it. And also, I put a stop work order on it, and it was removed. But she also said that neither one of them were going to be here today.
Very good. Okay. Based on the city attorney's presentation and the testimony of our inspector, and noting the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by May 2, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 13, Joss F. and Dolores Pouncey. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Ms. Fekelje, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that this property remains in noncompliance, and he's asking for next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance, and I tend to Mr. Jones.
Very good.
Mark Jones, Neighborhood Services.
Morning.
Morning.
You have any idea why the respondent's not here?
No idea. I've had no contact from the respondent.
Really? That's not encouraging.
Yeah, he did file for permits for the large building that he put on site and was turned down by zoning because there's no space for that type of size building on that property.
Looks like he trampled all over a setback to me.
Yeah, they said there was no proper setbacks or lot coverage to be met anywhere on the property for that size of a building. Plus, we have outside storage, and we have trailers parked on the grassy area between the sidewalk and the street.
Might have to get this guy an acre up in Flagler. All right. Based on our city attorney's presentation, the testimony of our inspector, noting the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent in noncompliance. And how much time should it take for the respondent to come into compliance, Mr. Jones?
Next cutoff.
Order the respondent come into compliance by May 2, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Thank you. Case number 14, Willie J. and Tabitha Kinchin. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Ms. Fekelje, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. He reports that the property is in noncompliance, and he's requesting next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance, and I tend to Mr. Jones.
This case was opened back in July for a remodel that was done without permits. It was to come before the court here in January. The property was sold in December. I have talked with the owners of the property now that she could not make it today. She's out of town. They're working with their title company and their real estate agent to find out. They were assured that this was escrowed and would be taken care of. The original violation was for doors, windows, remodeling of bathrooms, both shower, tub, remodeling the kitchen, adding electrical appliances and electrical fixtures. They got the past owners hired a contractor, and they did get a permit for the doors and windows, and that was finalized. They have not done anything with the rest of the violations.
And how much time should it take to come into compliance?
They should be able to be in compliance to the next cutoff if they go ahead and submit for permits.
Very good. All right. Based on the city attorney's presentation, the testimony of our inspector, do we know why they're not here?
Well, I know the reason the owner is not here. She was out of town. Okay. I have been in correspondence with her through the phone, but she's been working, she said, through her realtor, who is supposedly working through the title company.
All right. I find the respondent non-compliance. Order the respondent to come into compliance by May 2, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. That concludes our agenda. Do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate?
No, sir.
Well, with that, we're adjourned. Tony, how you been, bud?
I've been good. How you been doing?
Too busy to even be able to take stock, so I don't know.
Approaching that summer travel and the determination whether you go to the Keys.
You know, I tell you what, for some reason, vacations have fallen off the calendar, so... Yeah.